Now time for a locker room chat, and I'm joined by Valley Falls girls basketball coach Jordan Hale after a pair of victories. Coach, you guys are 2-0. Congratulations. And let me go ahead and just say, first of all, a couple of just low-scoring, barn-burner-type games, starting off with that win at Oskaloosa, 32-27. Talk about your guys' defense performance.
Yeah, you know, something that we've focused on this year and years past has always been our defensive output. There are nights, a lot of time, where we struggle for the ball in the hole, so our defense has to be has to excel. So we've worked a lot on, you know, man-to-man principles in practice. This year we're throwing some zone out just because we're so short on numbers. And so Friday night against Austin, we were really able to kind of throw them off kilter with a mix-up of the two. When one thing wouldn't work, we would switch to another. And I thought the girls, they really communicated as they were coming down the court, you know, talking to each other, making sure everybody knew what we were in, and really tried to keep the ball out of the paint.
And, Coach, talking about your guys' offensive performance, kind of what were some of the things you guys are trying to teach? Are you guys trying to play a little bit slower because of those low numbers that you guys have?
Yeah, so it kind of depends game to game. There'll be certain games where we'll be able to get out and go a little bit more. We, again, because of the numbers that we have, we're not going to be able to get up and down the court as much as we want, just to save some legs. You know, by the time you get to the fourth quarter, we're gassed. And so we try to slow it down when we can, really get into our offensive sets and execute, you know, whether it be a pick and roll offense for the basket or getting it around the perimeter for an outside shot. So we slowed it down, trying to make those games last a little bit longer, those possessions, and really utilize that to our advantage.
Absolutely. And then you guys win last night 41-34 over Horton. Talk about your ability to execute that game plan that you guys are talking about.
Yeah, so Horton came out in a band, which we were super happy about. We scored 3 possessions in a row right off the bat, and then they made some changes and went to a zone. And so we had to really focus on moving the ball quickly, getting the defense to move so that it opened up driving lanes and also knocked down a few shots. We had a couple girls that stepped up and hit a few in tight moments that were crucial to us coming out with the victory.
And last question for you, Coach. How important is it for you guys to continue to play your game plan even when defenses are trying to speed you guys up a little bit?
I think that, you know, as long as we can keep our heads on us, as long as we can recognize when teams are trying to speed us up or when teams are trying to get us out of our comfort zone, I think we'll see good success in that. We, you know, Horton came out in the fourth quarter and really amped up the pressure on us. They took the lead with 3 minutes to go, and it kind of punched us in the face. And so we were able to punch back and settle ourselves down, you know, call the timeout, talk about, hey, we're still in this game. There's still a lot of time left. We just got to settle down and take care of the basketball. And once the girls kind of got that through their mind, they definitely took that to heart and took care of it down the stretch.
Coach, thank you so much for your time here today, and best of luck coming up against McLaughlin on Friday.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
That was Valley Falls girls and basketball coach Jordan Hale here on Locker Room Chat.